Welcome back. Oh, how about that? Carlton's great. You're back here on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. I met Carlton when he worked for Scott Walker. He was like the field director, and I was the chairman of the Brown County Republican Party, and we became good friends. And it's been interesting to see kind of where he's gone with his Republicanism and where I've gone, you know, completely lost mine, really. It's interesting talking to him and knowing, I mean, the people that he knows, oh my God, like he can call up Nancy Mace. She's insane, but he can call her up, and Senator Tom Tillis. I mean, he knows these people. I'm sure he has Ron Johnson's cell phone number, just like I did. Ron doesn't talk to me anymore. It was weird. It's very strange. I wish he did, but alas, we move on. But I think we talked not enough about this big, beautiful bill, and I'd love to kind of touch on it, not necessarily going into the weeds and all of that, because I don't do that very well. But I think, like, you can look at what it is and look at it on its face. They call it the One Big Beautiful Bill. You know, it's not the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, or, you know, you see all of these big pieces of legislation that have been passed in previous administrations, and it talks about what it is. It talks about why they do it. It talks about, you know, how people are going to be helped, the infrastructure bill, you know, all of it. But it really is the cult in a name, just wrapped up in a name. There's the Republicans are so hell-bent on currying favor from someone who is such a bad person that, you know, they take the name of their signature piece of legislation and dumb it down so it looks like a third grader did it, just because they want to get a chuckle out of Donald Trump and they want to suck up to him as much as they possibly can, which is so dumb. It's so dumb. You know, we have someone here in Congressman Tony Weed who does that. That is who he is. This is like, there's Derek Von Orden on the western part of the state, Brian Stile, and there's the Tom Tiffany, the idiot up in northern Wisconsin. And this is who they are. This Trumpism, this cult becomes who they are, and it becomes everything that they're about. And so when you have this one big, beautiful bill, it's almost like they're admitting to you, they don't care. This is going to hurt you. They don't care. This is going to hurt millions of people. They don't care. Why? Well, because we were elected on a mandate. They weren't. We were elected to do the will of Donald Trump. No. Again, more people voted for Kamala Harris than voted for Donald Trump. And I'm not saying the election was invalid. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that if someone comes to you and says, oh, this is what America wanted, it's not. So think about that. I also want to tip a cap, switching gears a little bit, because, you know, this is what I do in this segment. I want to talk a little bit about trying to find yourself and trying to take care of yourself. I had a talk with my wife about, you know, mental health and all of that kind of stuff. And I think I've been a little bit honest about my struggles with that. I'm someone that I have this devil on my shoulder. I think, you know, it's called inferiority complex. I'm never good enough, never good enough. And I sometimes need a reminder that, hey, you can be good enough. And it's very rare in life where you find someone who tells you to try something, who says, I believe in you. And, you know, I want to encourage all of you out there to listen to those people, to become friends with those people, to help those people. And my wife is one of them. But there's someone here at Civic Media who has done that for me, who has said, I believe in you. I want to help you. I think you are good enough and you're worthy. And it was the guy that produced the show at first. His name is Todd. And I wish everybody in their life has a Todd, who is someone who looks at what you're doing, even if you have no idea what the hell you're doing. And he looks at it and says, that's really good. Let me help you do this. And never is someone who is negative or, you know, it's listen to those people. Because if you have a Todd in your life is that much better. Because I didn't know that I could do any of this. Sometimes I still don't know if I could do it, to be honest with you. But to be able to have someone who can look at you and say, you are good enough. And I believe in you. No matter what you're dealing with, those words and that belief, that can stick with you and that can improve your life immeasurably. And also for those people that you have in your life, make sure they know how much they are appreciated and how worthy they are. And so if there's ever a time where they're going through something, make sure that they know that they are worthy and they're darn good at what they do. And make sure that they know that they're appreciated. That is some of the best things that you can do, both for yourself and for those people who believe in you. Because my God, this stuff is hard. Life is hard. I own my own business, you know, outside of this. And oh my God, every day is something that's not easy. And so if you have people around you that understand that you are good and you are worthy, that is a beautiful thing. So thanks to my wife, and thanks to Todd the God. Right on. We'll see you next week. Appreciate you sticking here with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you on the Rational Revolution next week. Just before it rained, it rode us all the way into New Orleans.